This is music by a band called Zieti. It's two American musicians, along with three from the Ivory Coast in West Africa, or as they would say there, the nation of Côte d'Ivoire. Zieti has been playing together since the late 1990s, but their CD debut was held back by a military coup and two civil wars. Now the recording is finally out, and our reviewer, Banning Air, says it was worth the wait.
From the start, this band faced tough odds. Arranging gigs in Abidjan was a high-risk, do-it-yourself affair, and that was before the country underwent a coup, a rigged election, and civil war. This CD was recorded by 15 musicians in four studios on two continents. For all that, you can sense the core band's solidarity, as if merely making this record was an act of resistance. The mix of African tradition and American R&B is nothing new in West African music, but Zieti comes up with some novel twists, like folksy accordion and bluesy organ swells. On the slow, steamy Baboyi, the band puts a village spin on a 60s soul vibe. Zieti creates quirky, unpredictable sonic hybrids with a spirit of experimentation that recalls the exuberant pop of the 1970s. But this is no nostalgia act. The band avoids formulas and writes songs that address contemporary themes, political corruption, the struggle for national unity in Côte d'Ivoire, and the ever-looming threat of AIDS. Over a decade in the making, Zimalewa is a solid debut for a band with stamina, grit, and the musicality to breathe new life into retro sounds.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed Zimalewa by Zieti. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.